Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
Dude, so I was stoked when you messaged me on Facebook.
Yeah, the midlife crisis.
Yeah, like the quarter life crisis, which
maybe mid.
Mid.
I don't know.
It could be like the three quarter life crisis.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, dude. It could be like our 99% life crisis because we're gonna die tomorrow.
Could be.
So fuck it. But yeah, dude. I thought it was cool, and that's why I feel bad because I later realized that I didn't message you like the classes to take for the firefighting. I was just like, no, dude. Wait, we'll talk about it on the podcast. Don't talk to me again until I see you like in person.
I just kind of was like, fuck. You must have a fuck ton of shit to say. So he's just like, dude, way too much to message. I'll just talk to you in like a month when I'm there.
Yeah. Well, basically, just because it is, it becomes like. Like, you were typing, too. Like, it's hard to describe that. It's hard to type out that stuff. You
know? Yeah, especially on your phone, hiding from your boss at work. Yeah. When you're supposed to be watching the nuts that you're roasting. And yeah, so wait, you're, like, so burning big bins of nuts.
So, you work at a pistachio factory?
Yeah, it's a...
Where is that?
It's technically a processing plant.
Okay, so all the pistachios come in.
And we roast them.
So, you're a nut roaster.
Yeah. I'm actually a nut sacker. I run a nut sacking machine most of the time. So
nice,
every other week I'm a nut roaster, and sometimes I'm a nut grinder too. Grind up some pistachio butter. I don't know.
Nice.
It's not very enjoyable.
Yeah.
There's
right.
You know, the agriculture business kind of blows.
Yeah.
it's not as like rewarding as it like as you like think of. Like you think of like a farmer just like plowing a field and
right,
like earning
like out
stuff.
In the sun, like yeah, toiling just, in the hot summer day, earning his keep,
you know?
Yeah, for his family and his kin and all that like romantic stuff.
And that's not how it is for me at all.
It's a
but
fucking process.
I guess that kind of makes sense because I don't own the farm, you know.
Right.
So I'm the only white guy. The only white guy where I work. It's
that's
all
cool. You can pick up
it's
Spanish.
All Mexicans and one black guy, which is very strange because it was a whole new dynamic of me bonding with a black dude.
Yeah.
It was like, dude,
there's
we got to stick together. We're the only non-Mexicans here. And he's like, dude, this is like the first time this has ever happened to me. Like, normally I'm like fucking staying away from you white boys. And then he like put me in his phone as Black Jesse.
among pistachios.
Yeah.
There's unison.
There is, yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, it's right in Roseville. It's over by, it's kind of a shitty landmark to use, I guess. But it's by the courthouse.
Okay.
In the jail.
Over in that general direction.
I don't know if you know where that
how,
is.
How fitting. It's over by the jail. Okay.
Yeah. I usually use that one since most of my friends know where that's at. They're like, oh, yeah, the jail. I got you.
Yeah, I was there last Saturday. Well, that's cool. Okay, so... Yeah, so you've been working there for how long?
2.5 years.
But you're fucking over it.
Dude, I was over it 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But
so why are you still there?
Pays the bills.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's rough. I was trying to get on with the state for a while. And for whatever reason, I just fucking couldn't land a state job. Had a couple interviews. I scored well in some of the tests, but it just never worked out.
Huh.
So...
But you're going to Sac State.
Yeah, first semester.
This is your first semester?
Yeah,
okay,
of my junior year. So.
Okay, so you have like 2 years left.
Yeah.
For history, you said?
Yeah, 2 years if I actually like, you know.
If you go through it.
Buckle down and get shit done.
Yeah, so that was the whole thing, dude, is like you were trying to decide. You're going there for teaching.
Yeah, I was going to be a teacher.
But then you're like, fuck that, no, I don't want to do teaching.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I guess I just kind of chose being a teacher because it made the most sense out of any degree I could get going to college, you know. But then suddenly I was just kind of like, wait a second. Like, what the fuck am I thinking? Like, I can't be a teacher. I'm like fucking getting kicked out of bars and fucking like.
Yeah, you know, the last time we hung out
was when I got us kicked out of a bar. Yeah. And tried to fight all the bouncers. And yelled, obscenities at him in Spanish.
Because you went and got cut off at the outside bar, and you decided you're going to go inside to get a drink from there, which is cool. Good for you. But then you decided that you're going to go gloat to the outside bartender, who was like 6'4", 250, that you went around and got it from inside anyway. Like, go fuck yourself. And then, boom, he hits it into your face.
The over-the-head YMCA click.
Yeah.
Just kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what I got, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jumps over the bar, chases me.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
Oh, let's go.
I'm like running, trying to pound my beer, like, so he doesn't take it away from me.
And then you just fucking hit it. Yeah, dude. Yeah, so I don't know why you'd think that doing that stuff wouldn't qualify you for a teacher.
You know, it's kind of one of those, I guess it's...
I think half our teachers were getting blunted, like, behind the portables.
Well, yeah.
In high school, I bet, dude.
They were. I know a couple teachers, and they're fucking stoners and drink every night kind of stuff. I don't know.
Is it more that you just don't feel like mean?
I guess it's kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to be good at that.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot of work to become a teacher.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, do I want to go through all this work and spend all this money, make all these sacrifices, only to figure out that, like, I'm an impatient, like,
totally
fucking grumpy, tattooed old man teacher who's just, like, being a dick to all his students.
Totally,
because I'm,
dude,
like, why won't you fucking little shithead shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I mean, you'll probably play this back and hear that I've said fuck, like, you know, a million times. It's, like, so hard for me to, like, police what I say.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm in, like, an office setting, like, at work, I sometimes have to go to the corporate office, and it's just, like, I just say nothing in there because I'm, like, so worried about, like, what I'm going to say. It's like, how are you, Jesse? I'm like, good. They're like, what'd you do this weekend? I'm like, nothing. Just fucking all this terrible stuff.
You just
is
did
like
it, dude. Running. Just fucking, yeah.
All this terrible stuff is running through my head, you know, that I'm like, oh, fuck. I just chilled at home. Definitely didn't get kicked out of this bar or, like, you know, fucking whatever it is. Various things I probably shouldn't mention.
Yeah, but I don't know if that, like, I totally feel you on, like, I think that's where a lot of people get stuck, is that they say you go through as teaching or, like, whatever it is, a lawyer. You know, imagine you go to law school, right? And you spend $150,000 in 4 years of your life. And then after 2 years of being a lawyer, you're like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people at that point, it's like, well, I'm just going to bear it through the next 15, 20 years because I already, like you said, I already invested all this money and time. I'm $100,000 in debt.
The same thing can kind of be said for people that even don't go to school. I mean, like, my mom works for the union that represents state employees, and it's like she kind of fell into that job via, like, a temp agency.
Yeah.
And then just kind of woke up, you know, 20 years later and was like, well, here I am. I'm just going to keep fucking doing it even though I hate this.
Yes, dude. You exactly. Know?
So I guess I'm kind of just in, I mean, maybe that's a little bit of what it is. It's like, do I want to spend all this time and money to be in the same position that I would be if I just fell into a job, you know? Or do I want to, like, figure out what I actually would enjoy doing and then do that?
Yeah,
that's, you know? But then it's like, what would I enjoy doing?
That's,
you know,
the fucking... that probably just got some reverberations. I hit the table right there, but I was so excited. That's the fucking question.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I fucking don't know. I don't know.
I think that's where a lot of people are at. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. It sucks, dude. Life's cruel joke.
I don't think... Dude, that's the thing, man, because I've had this conversation with a few friends of mine. I just had it when I was in... Where the fuck was I? I was in Alaska, actually, with a buddy. And we were talking about the exact same thing. Like, man, how do we figure out what we want? And we were talking about how we're jealous of people who, like, who wake up when they're, like, 3 years old and, like, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's what
I
they
think
do.
I listened to that podcast.
Yeah, and
there was lots of dick talk on that.
Yeah, dude, my buddy Tim, man.
I've actually known that. I've realized that's a reoccurring theme. There was talks of dicks on that one, and then the last one I listened to, There was
my buddy was talking about the Marines and dick measuring. Yeah, I thought about that too, and I listened to the last one. I was like, "Fuck, I talked about dicks again."
We're just carrying on tradition. More dick talk.
Yeah, no, but we were talking to my buddy about that, and we came to the conclusion that I'm kind of jealous of those people that know what they want to do, but I'm also not, because they don't get to enjoy the experience, even though it's kind of a bummer sometimes. I feel like, have you ever read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl?
No.
I don't know how you pronounce his last name. It's a terrific book. And his main thing is that the process is the goal. The process is the goal. So if you look at it that way, then figuring it all out is...
Right.
That's it. Like, trying to figure out what you want by doing different things and be like, nope, don't like that. Nope, don't like that. Yeah, I kind of like that. No, don't like that. Oh, yeah, I kind of like that. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can kind of see that. It's kind of, you can kind of apply that to just life in general.
Yeah.
I mean, living is the journey.
Right, exactly.
Essentially to death. I mean, yeah. It's not like death is the goal. I mean, that's just the end result.
That's just the end result that you lived, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess along those lines, it's kind of like I haven't really done anything like phenomenal yet that I was like, oh, didn't like that, or I did like that. I feel like I kind of just
have been
floating
around. Well,
you know,
you don't like working at a processing plant. There's a story.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like, well, I would say like 80, but I don't think I'll live that long. So I don't want to be like 55 and look back and be like, damn, I hated all those warehouse jobs. Those sucked. I know I don't like warehouse jobs, you know?
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, I don't know. I guess it'd be kind of cool to go do something cool, you know?
Or just get a new job.
Or just get a new job, I guess. That would probably be a good option, too.
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah, dude, it's... Shit, like, that's... I mean, I seriously think that's why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because I think that question, just from talking to other friends of mine, like... is what everyone is secretly thinking. Like, yeah, no, I like this, but I don't, like, love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that our parents were raised in a way that you find a career and you stick with it for 20, 30 years and you get the retirement and you get the 401k and then you fucking retire. That's not how the world works anymore.
Well,
and I don't think that's how it should work.
Yeah, I mean... I don't want it to work. I don't want to do that. Sounds terrible.
Exactly.
You know? So
I think that's still like the overbearing, like, presence that I feel from the people over 50 in my life. Like, oh, well, what do you what are you gonna do when that's done? I don't know. Like, it's worked out pretty good for me so far, and they, like, you know, everyone over 50 is in that mindset of like, well, you gotta get a career. What are you going to school for, Jesse? Oh, well, history, that's good. Great industry. Like, you can do teaching. Yeah, teaching's a great industry. Yeah, after 7 years, you get your tenure, and you can just coast it out 20 years. You can retire. Great thinking. That is pragmatic of a young man. Like, and it's like, well...
Exactly.
That's just not how it works.
I guess I kind of view that a little bit like... I guess I have kind of a darker view on that, where it's like, yeah, that sounds nice if you know you're going to live to, like, 80, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, like, my dad died at 57.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of like, hope for the best and prepare for the worst, you know? Like, like, I hope I make it past 57, but, you know, I guess I'm okay if I want to be okay if I don't, you know?
Sure.
And so I don't really, that whole retirement plan, work a job for fucking 40 years and then retire, kind of doesn't fit into that for me, because it's like, well, I'm going to die... at fucking 35 years in, you know?
Well, shit, you should,
20 years in now.
You should have quit the pistachio thing like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, I was chasing other dreams.
You should have quit that before you started.
Yeah, well, I went through like a 2-year period where I had a serious girlfriend and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to do the like,
you know. Yeah, I remember. So you were saying that you were doing the mob wife?
Mob wives, yeah.
Like,
you
go to work, come home, watch Mob Wives with your girl, like, you're in that,
and
like,
drink
groove
wine.
And drink wine.
Because wine's healthier than beer.
Right,
babe,
of course.
Babe, you're getting a beer gut. And so, oh, fine, I'll drink the wine, whatever, give it to me. Just fucking, give me a whole bottle. Hate this show, hate this. Dogs are fucking crawling all over me. Get out of here, fuck.
That's funny, dude. So when you were all tied up in that, when you were all stuck inside of that, no pun intended, that's when yeah. you were on that course of like, oh yeah, teaching might not be so bad. Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, she had like a professional job, like a white collar job, and owned her own house, kind of stuff. So it kind of made sense when she was in the equation for me to like do the college thing and become like, you know, a teacher or like some sort of like 9-to-5 job, come home, and then like probably end up hiding in the garage from my fucking terrible marriage and, you know, shitty kids kind of thing, you know.
Fuck, dude.
But then like, you know, once I made my escape from there, that doesn't really make that much sense to me anymore, because now it's kind of like, well, now I can do whatever the fuck I want,
right?
So I'm not gonna watch Mob Wives or drink red wine. I'm gonna drink beer, eat pizza,
yeah,
on my belly, just yeah. using my stomach as a plate in my underwear, and, you know, I don't know, watch fucking Saving Private Ryan 10 times on a Saturday, you know.
Oh, dude, it's funny how like easy it is to be swept by girls or
yeah.
something gets in your head of, yeah, maybe that is what I should do. Right now, dude, I think, when did you break up with a girl?
March. March of this year.
Okay. It's what, October, right?
Yeah.
So it's been 7 months, something like that, 7 months.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you're in like the best place in life ever. Seriously.
Yeah. Well,
because no one, you don't, I mean, like, I appreciate all my freedoms, but I don't get to fully taste it because I'm never really been tied down.
Yeah.
But you just had, like, the hypothetical ropes cut off, like, the shackles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whether yeah. it's a girl or whether it's a job or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You dusted off the fucking window and you're like, oh, God, I can do anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, 2.5 years of fucking, like, servitude, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been enjoying it. Moved back home. You know, just yeah. kind of buying guns, buying toys.
But now you're trying to see. Yeah, but is that what sparked the whole thing of, like, wow, I literally could do anything?
Yeah, well, because I kind of, I finished out, like, my last semester at. So I broke up with her like midway through my last semester at Sierra.
Oh.
And then so I finished that out and got my degrees or whatever and was like really pumped to go to Sac State because I was still kind of in that mindset. And then just over the course of the summer and being like, wow, I literally can do anything I want. Like, I don't have to ask permission or like arrange schedules with somebody yeah. or worry about like, you know, what time I'm getting in, you know? And, I guess I just maybe had too much fun in the summer, and then I came back to, well, started Sac State, and just kind of didn't feel like I was on the same page as everybody else there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I kind of felt like a complete idiot in some of the, like, in my classes now, I'm like, some kids are giving these in-depth answers to questions, and I'm just like, what the fuck are we even talking about right now? What is going on in this class? Like, I'm supposed to be a history major, and I'm in history classes, and I'm like, half the time, I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about? What the fuck are you talking about over there? What does that have anything to do with this? Like,
yeah, but you're an intelligent guy. You just might not, as I think a lot of intelligent people are, just not cut out for the school, the classroom sometimes.
Yeah, well,
it just doesn't fit there, and that's what.
And that's kind of also that. Definitely played a part in me wondering if maybe I'm not meant to be a teacher, because yeah. if I can't sit in class and, like, you know, rattle off some fucking textbook quote, you know, what am I going to be like up in front of the class?
Yeah, but you can create your own, you know. I mean,
well, to a degree, to some, you know, extent, I mean, yeah. And that's like the other thing is most of the history that I like teach my friends when I'm like drunk and giving history lessons
drunk
to them,
history,
you know,
yeah,
that's drunk history. They modeled that show after my life. So, no, but, you know, I start telling, like, my friends, like, interesting shit that just comes up in the garage. And they're like, dude, you got to be a history teacher. I'm like, well, that'd be cool if I could teach the kids about this, but this is kind of like a frowned upon subject. Like, right. I can't really teach this in public schools, you know?
Right. Yeah, dude.
So,
figuring out what to do.
Like, yeah, what,
I don't understand. Like, it's so simple, but it's so hard at the same time.
Totally.
Obviously, you know what you like to do. Here's the thing that's been bugging me lately. Tell me if you feel the same way. You know, do you, like, you know you have, like, a certain amount of things that you enjoy, right? Like,
yeah.
Activities,
yeah.
Subjects, things that you do. Maybe if you wake up early, like, you know you're going to feel great if you wake up at 7. Well, usually you wake up at 10, or whatever it is, you know?
That's probably never going to be the case with me, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
like,
you.
But why, like, I know there's certain things in my life I could do every day. If I woke up at 7 in the morning and went for a 5-mile run, I know I'd feel fantastic. I don't fucking want to do that.
No.
I rarely do that. Right? But I know that if I did it, I would feel amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And for some reason, like, I'm going to do this instead. Like, I'm going to do that. Almost like you, I'm sure you know what it is. Obviously, you enjoy history, but maybe I don't want to be a teacher. Obviously, you enjoy other things. But, like, figuring out, I think the hardest thing almost now is that there's so many things.
Yeah, there
and
is.
Like, and condensing it into like, all right, do I want to invest that time and energy, like you said, and money into this one path?
Challenge right there, for sure.
And like, because, making that decision and like commitment to that one thing.
Well, yeah, and like, I guess I kind of lose interest in like subjects. I'll drop them for a while, you know, like 6 months later, I'll get back into it or whatever. But you know, like I like antiques. I like collecting military history stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like helmets, guns, whatever. Well, that's cool. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. It's fun to me, like hunting at like auctions and shit. But there's like no money in that. So
right.
It's like I can't really do what I love, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I guess I don't really know where I was going with that. It's like I like a lot of different stuff, but I don't like anything that I can make money at.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's a big, yeah.
And it's like, those people that you kind of talked about earlier that just wanted to be a doctor since they were like a kid,
yeah,
you know, and just that's what they wanted to do. I don't get how they know that. I don't understand. Like, is there, what's the difference between us and them to where they just know that's what they want to do?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Like, do they go through moments of doubt where they're just like, fuck, I don't really want to be a surgeon anymore? But I've already told everybody that I wanted to do this, so I'm just going to keep doing it. Like,
exactly.
Is that the problem? Is that I'm just, like, okay with being like, no, fuck that. I don't want to do that anymore.
That's an excellent question.
Like, I'm a quitter. Like, I'm okay with quitting. Is that the problem here? You know? Like,
it's an excellent question.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just okay with giving up on certain things.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a good attribute to have. I mean, it is. People say, you know, don't quit, but yeah, you shouldn't. Once you, like, devote yourself to the one thing, you shouldn't quit. But fuck, if you know you hate something,
yeah,
then it also takes just as much of a man or woman to back out and retreat and be like, no, never mind. Because you do hear stories about people who, like, you know, oh, I had the whole Manhattan, you know, lifestyle, and I went to law school and I did all this, and then I realized I was unhappy 10 years later, and I booked it to Wisconsin on this farm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you hear about those stories all the time. Or at least reading them online, which means that, of course, they're true. You know, you know, you hear about that stuff all the time. So I think some people do, but I think you're right. I think some people just, like you said, dude, they're like, I'm in too deep.
Yeah.
Like, and you're in too deep. You've been a surgeon for 10 years. What are you, like, what do they say? A PhD is permanent head damage. Like, you fine-tuned your career choice so narrow that if you're a brain surgeon and you back out, after 10, and you're 45, and you're like, this is too stressful.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What the hell are you going
to
do?
Yeah. You went to school for 10 years to be a brain surgeon. You can't back out and, like, I mean, I guess you could go, you know, work at the gas station or something, but.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, I think a lot of times, too, is you now you have a lifestyle set up from your $400,000 a year income.
Yeah.
That most people aren't going to be willing to downgrade from. So, like you said, fuck it, it's 10 more years.
And that's easy to get into, too, the lifestyle thing. I mean, I don't make too much money. I haven't really had any jobs where I make an incredible amount of money where I'm like, fuck, yeah, I made it, you know? So I just kind of struggle from one terrible job to the next. And that was kind of my plan for college, at least, was I'll just work these shitty jobs until I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But each shitty job that I get, you know, for a couple bucks more, it's like at first I'm like, cool, all right. Like, it's a big difference here. I noticed some extra money, you know, and then midway through, I'm like, fuck, I need more money.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean.
Well, I've seen studies on people that it's almost impossible if you make more money not to spend more. Yeah. So they say the biggest thing you should do is save more. Because everyone, if you make more money, you're going to spend more money.
Well, like.
That's just how it works.
You know, like that car out there. I have a car payment now and shit.
Yeah.
The reason I got this is because my old car, the Methmobile. I don't know if you remember it at all. It was a green Honda Accord, 92.
I don't know.
Terrible, like, total, like, tweaker car, you know?
Okay, nice.
Hence the Methmobile.
Yeah.
And it got fucking stolen, dude, from in front of my work.
Really?
Yeah.
At the Pistachio Fest? Yeah. In the middle of the day?
Yeah, middle of the day. Fucking, I came out after work, and it was gone.
You're kidding me.
No. And then so fucking, well, this I guess it's kind of a tangent here, but they drove it and dropped it off. They ditched it at Roseville High. They drove it like 2.4 miles.
So they were high schoolers? Did they ever catch them?
No, never caught them. Stole all my shit out of it, though. Like, I had a bunch of junk in there. Like, I had some subs, which were cool, whatever. Yeah. But I had, like, a duffel bag that I made in home economics at Springview in there that was just full of, like, shitty Denios tools, right? And then I had, like, a super dirty rug in my trunk.
Uh-huh.
That, like, I had just left in there out of, like, pure laziness because I had moved it to... My ex-girlfriend and I were off and on, and I was going to move my drum set to her house, and then we broke up, so I, like, moved things home, and I just left the rug was to put my drums on. And so I just, like, left it in there for, like, a year.
And they took that.
I'm like, why would you want this dirty, like, fucking oil-stained rug?
Dude, I almost feel bad for them. That's how desperate they were. They stole your meth Accord and took your dirty rug and Denio's tool set.
Yep.
Like, swap meet tools.
Yeah. Yep. But I don't know. I ended up getting it back. Had to pay, like, $400 to get out of impound. But, in the, like, 3 days that the car was gone, because they found it, like, 3 days later.
You got that one.
I decided to buy a new car, because I was like, fuck it, I should probably get it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And what's funny is that, like, probably, like, a year later, well, maybe, like, 8 months later, this green Honda Accord, completely different, not mine, like, appeared in the parking lot, right? It's like, we came to work, and it was same color, same year, just not my Honda Accord, right?
Uh-huh.
And it just sat there for, like, 2 weeks. And finally, like, we came out on break one day, like, smoke a cigarette, and the cops were there. We're like, hey, what's going on? They're like, this car's stolen. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, this is a stolen vehicle.
But it wasn't
yours. They got abandoned here.
Wait, but it wasn't
yours? No, it wasn't mine. But it was the same year and same color. So, like, what I like to pretend happened is those people had, like, a terrible six-month period where just everything went wrong for them, right? And they were like, fuck, dude, it's because we stole that guy's car. And one of them was like, we got to fucking get him. We have to replace it. Let's go steal a green Honda Accord and just drop it off in the exact same parking spot that we took that car from.
Was it the same spot?
Yeah.
You're same kidding fucking me, dude. Spot.
Yeah.
They wanted to get, like, their karma back in line.
Yeah, they were just like, we got to realign the chi, dude. Give him his car back.
What are the chances of that?
It's fucking strange, but that's what I think happened. They were fixing things. They were making it right.
Dude, that's a pretty good guess. I mean, that's about as good a guess as you can get.
Yeah, and it was a little cleaner, too, than mine. So,
They were trying to up their key.
They were like, let's fix it, but also let's say we're sorry.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, well, dude.
So, I guess why I even brought that up is I had to buy the new car, right? Got a new car payment.
Yeah.
And now that I have my car payment and shit, I'm like paying $220 a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, what did I do with this $220 a month before I had this car? Because I was always broke before. You know, I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. But it's like, what the fuck was I doing with this money before it was going to this car? Like, was I just, like, I mean, I guess I don't manage my money well, but I must have just been fucking throwing it in handfuls at whatever.
Isn't that crazy, dude? It disappears if you don't, like.
Yeah.
It totally disappears.
Totally. Totally. Well, and you know, it's pretty much my fault. I mean,
yeah.
Like, I got paid recently, so I'm okay now, but for, like, 3 weeks, it was, like, the longest 3 weeks ever. I was, like, I had, like, $20.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, couldn't go to class one day because I didn't have gas. This was, like, last week. Because, like, I get drunk.
You spent it all on your tattoos.
I budget those. I work that into the weekly budget.
Okay, nice.
What I don't work into the weekly budget is trips to the strip club.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. Don't do it. It sounds like a great idea at the time. You're all drunk at the casino and someone's like, let's go to the strip club. And you're like, all right, cool. I'll fucking buy the lift. You get the other lift and we'll have a blast. And then next thing you know, you're fucking $200 in the hole.
I've been to a few and I've never been that big of a fan. But no, I have friends who go and they'll spend $400. And they're like, oh, it's cool, I got her number. And I'm like, it's you spent $400.
They have two phones.
No, they always come back. My buddies always come back, and they're like, dude, she's like, we like hit it off. We had a connection. And I'm like, dude, like, you just got played, man. Like, you just got played.
Yeah. That's how it goes. They have two phones, too.
I don't even feel bad. I don't feel bad for the girls that are stripping. Whenever I've been in them, I look around and I just feel bad for all the guys.
Been in the strip club?
No. Been in the strip club.
Whenever I've been in them, I just don't feel bad for them at all. I feel like they should feel like they're, you know, lucky. They should feel lucky that I'm in them right now.
No, I've never been in a stripper. I've been in a strip club. And the guys are the ones that I'm like, fuck, dude, I kind of feel bad for you. Like, the girls are the ones walking away with all the money.
Bum me out. They depress me,
dude, they do. They fucking depress the shit out of me.
The dudes don't bum me out.
The whole situation bums me out,
I wake up the next morning, I'm just, like, so bummed on life. I'm just like,
ugh. The whole situation is just, like,
it just is one of those, like, strip clubs.
I think a brothel would be not as depressing. I think if there were clean brothels where guys went in and it was like, oh yeah, like, this is Jessica and, like, hey, I'm Rick, and it's like, okay, you can go to the room now, and, like, it was a clean, like, you know, in Amsterdam or something. I haven't been there, so I don't know, but I feel like that would be less depressing than, like, if there was a strip club in Bakersfield.
Totally. If there was gonna be a situation that was, like, kind of dirty, that wouldn't bum you the fuck out, it would be that, I think.
I think it'd be less depressing than a strip club.
I don't know. I could be super bummed, though.
I don't know either, but a strip club is,
I lose faith,
like,
in humanity all the time from things like this. It just, like, that, it affects me for some reason.
Yeah, dude.
It just bums me out, like...
Well, because they're just, like...
Like, strip clubs, like, girls showing their tits on Instagram, that bums me out, like, really bad.
I thought they're not allowed to do that.
Well, like, you know, they cover their nipples, but just, like, being like, oh, look at me, I'm, like, fucking... Oh, Frank body rub, you know, like that coffee rub shit. Like, girls, like, wash with, like, coffee grounds now. And they're, like, post pictures of them getting out of the shower. And I'm just like, God, that bums me out. Why do you have to do that?
That's just good marketing.
Yeah, well, that shit.
Coffee grounds. It must exfoliate.
Strip clubs, Instagram, and Dancing Bear bachelorette party videos bum me out.
Wait, what? What are Dancing Bear bachelorette?
I don't think it's real. It's like, I think it's pretty much just porn, but what it is, like, the premise is, it's like, oh, it's a bachelor party, right? Or bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they do bachelor parties, but bachelorette party, and the stripper comes in with, like, a bear
costume on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's got, like, a big, like, foam bear head on, right? And then he takes off his bear suit, but leaves the bear hat on, and then, like, dances all over these, like, you know, the bride-to-be and all her bridesmaids, right? But it's, like, super aggressive dancing where he's, like, smacking them in the forehead with it.
What the fuck?
And then it always ends with the bride, like, S and his D, and it just bums me out because I'm just like, no, no.
Well, are you sure it's real? It's
fake, I don't think it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is real. I think it's probably fake, but it still bums me out.
I agree with you because whenever I hear of, like, the stories of, like, yeah, man, I, you know, I was, yeah, in Vegas and the bride, yeah, bachelorette party, like, I hooked up with the bride. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's...
No, or if I hear the opposite, if I hear a girl that hooks up with, like, the groom, or, like... And it's like, oh, damn, dude. I always wonder if, like, who's naive in that situation? Does, like, the other, like, the significant other know that, like, my wife's a little sketchy, my husband's a little sketchy?
Yeah.
I'll be right. It is kind of bummed out, because you're like, oh, man, there was, like, true love right there, and, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking someone else right before the wedding.
I'm, like, worried that if I ever, like, do decide to get married, I'm going to be like, fuck, she's having a bachelorette party. Like, she's going to get Dancing Bear. I know it. I've seen the videos. You know?
But no, yeah, I feel you, dude.
When I was at the strip club 2 weeks ago, or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, I got a lap dance, right? In, like, the back room, you know? Like, you pay them the $20 and they'll give you a lap dance.
Uh-huh.
And Sorry if this just got like super not like G-rated for your podcast.
I think we've had much worse. Okay. Dude.
Well,
it says explicit on iTunes. So that basically means we can talk about.
Okay, cool. I guess, I mean, it's that kind of set me up to, like, it's not like I banged the stripper or anything. I didn't bang her, but I got a lap dance from her, right? Well, in, like, the darkness everywhere, you can't really see them that well, you know? And so she looked fine, right? And I went into the back room, and then, like, I put my hands on her hips, like, on her thighs, and she just had, like, hundreds of, like, razor blade cuts, like, scars from her, like, cutting herself.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, oh, my God, what the fuck? I gotta touch somewhere else. So I, like... touched her like on the sides, like more like on her stomach, and they were all over there too. And I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like this girl is like so depressed and just like self mutilating, and like this is her existence is just like grinding herself on me for $20, and it just bummed me out, man.
Well, yeah, dude.
I was like, I gotta get out of here, dude. Like this is just
fuck. Yeah,
this is just like the worst place ever. You know?
Yeah. That.
Like you think it's gonna be like a rap music video in there.
No, you do. You always hear of like, yeah, strip club. Yeah, it's like, oh, and what's that champagne? Like Cristal. And
yeah.
You think it's going to be a rap video in there, but it is quite the opposite.
It
is quite the illusion.
Rappers should just start making like realistic rap videos.
Just like.
Like just grungy, terrible, like strippers and, with like fucking cold sores on their lips
and
dancing.
Depressed, like overweight guys that are just like, yeah. Oh yeah, come here, sweetheart.
Yeah, there's just one cool rapper and just a bunch of like losers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll just be in the background with the one that's all cut up.
Oh,
you know?
God, dude. Yeah, all right, well, that is depressing. So, all right, so that's another thing that you don't want to do. You don't want to be a bouncer at a strip club.
Fuck
and
no.
You don't want to be a stripper. Okay.
I really don't want to even be a patron of a strip club.
Right, all right, again. So that's good, man. You're checking things off the list, dude.
Done it too many times, don't ever want to do it again.
Yeah, dude, I feel you on that one. Yeah, dude, and that's where I think, like... But here's the thing, like, you wouldn't know that, like... So I think experiences are so... That's what I was talking about, like, how... The people who know that what they want to do and they don't go through all the experiences of figuring it out. Like, yeah, strip clubs are depressing places, right? Nothing against the girls that are strippers and nothing against the guys. It's just the whole situation is kind of depressing. But you wouldn't know that unless you went into one.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so there's, like, experiences like that that have to happen, even though some of them are depressing. Well, life's kind of fucking depressing sometimes.
Well, I guess
and
in, like, one
some
way...
Some things that are great because life is great sometimes.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess kind of to spin off of what you're saying, I mean, all the experiences that you go through, you can kind of be rich with experience.
Yeah.
And maybe poor in, like, you know, where you are at in life, you know? Like, maybe you have a fucking terrible job that you want to get out of, but you have fucking ridiculous stories to tell, like, your grandkids, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, dude, and I think it just comes to, like, a balance of, like... Yeah, experiences, but also balancing, like, that there's a real world out there, and you have to pay rent, and, like, yeah, there's a system, and you have to kind of... That's the biggest thing, I think, is, like, I have a buddy, and I used to be this way, too. Like, do you know what your credit score is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I know what mine is, too, but, like, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have said, fuck that, like, I don't need to play their stupid game, credit score, blah, blah, blah. I was talking to a buddy of mine about that, and same thing. He's like, man, no, I don't know my fucking credit score. Like, da da da. I'm like, dude, you might want to know it, like, you know, just in case you ever want something. And he's like, no, like, you know, I don't need to worry about that stuff. And I saw myself in him. He's like 20. He's like 5 years younger than me. He's 21. But, like, the fact that if you don't use the system, like, the system will fucking use you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so, like, finding that balance of, like, getting stuff because you need the money because we all, unless you want to be a hermit or something, like, you got to get the money, but also experiences.
Right.
And, like, chasing things.
It's kind of like no credit is, like, worse than bad credit, you know? Like, if you don't build your credit at all.
Yeah.
You haven't proven to anyone that you can pay the bank back, right? If you have bad credit, you've at least proven that you can't.
You know? I never thought about that.
And so, like, they're a little bit more willing to because, all right, well, we already know what to expect this dude. Give him a high interest rate and fucking, if he doesn't pay, we'll fucking go jack his car back, you know?
Yeah.
But kind of the same thing can be said about life. Like, I don't really regret any of the, like, crazy experiences that I've had or, like, kind of dirtbag situations I've been in, you know. Yeah. Even though sometimes I'm like, ah, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
you know,
of course, yeah.
Like, fuck, I wish I would have handled that situation better.
Sure, but those are...
I wouldn't trade that for, like, you know, the... Like, I know a dude who's, like, a 22-year-old virgin, right? Yeah. And he just has, like, lived in his house, like, just never went out, never experienced anything. He's just, like, I tell him stories, and he, like, is like, oh, my God, like, your life is crazy. I'm like, well, I just left my house.
Yeah.
You know, like, I walked out the front door.
Yeah.
And I just kind of was like, well, whatever happens tonight happens. Let's go. You know, let's go fucking experience some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And he, like, hates his life. And... You know, I don't know if I necessarily love my life, but it's a whole hell of a lot better than it could be. You know what I mean? So.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It
I don't
is,
know.
Man. Like,
I guess, you've got me on a positive day, I guess. You know, some days I'm probably like, nah, fuck this shit. I can't wait for it to be over. today I'm feeling better. I'm feeling good today.
Isn't it funny, dude? Sometimes you wake up and it's like.
Yeah.
It's like a, you don't know what type, like, overall, you kind of, like, are in this, like, you know, like, say your whole life is going up, but, like, you know, it's like a graph where it's, like, the kind of, like, wave thing.
Yeah, where, the like, roller coaster.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster. I think as long as that roller coaster is, like, moving in an upward trend, you're good, but the key is, like, sometimes I wake up and it's, like, man, I'm just kind of, like, you know, today is just, like you said, not a good day.
I have ups and downs. I mean, sometimes I have weeks where I'm, like, yeah, I'm in, like, the fucking low portion of
funk,
my little
like
of my
blues.
Little roller coaster ride, you know? People are like, oh, are you, like, bipolar or something? I'm like, no, I'm just, like, I've been having, like, a fucking low
just
couple weeks. Like,
happens.
I'll be back. I'll bounce back up, and I'll have a blast, but...
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but it hits, like... Just get these, like, conundrums of just, like...
Yeah.
Comes back up, you know?
Which kind of sucks.
Which,
like, you know...
And I think those dissipate as you... make goals for yourself and reach them and like start aspiring, you know what I mean? Like,
I almost don't want them to like dissipate though. I kind of
I don't think they ever gonna are.
You know,
I don't think anyone ever has like 100% like I am fucking on 10 Red Bulls and 3 lines of Coke, like this is my life 100% of the time. Nobody.
No, not 100%.
Yeah, you can't, because you wouldn't know that you're even happy, because you never get sad. It has to be relative.
Well, yeah, you'll eventually crash, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to have the crash to have the high.
Yeah.
You know?
The harder you bounce, the higher you...
Yeah, well, it's kind of like...
The higher you bounce, there's...
It's kind of like people that, you know, take, like, antidepressants or, like, anti-whatever, maybe, like, bipolar medicine. Some kids that I've known have been on it have been like, well, it just kind of levels me out. It just kind of makes me, you know, static. You know, I don't have the lows anymore, which is nice, but I don't have the highs either.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, dude.
And so, like... I always think about that when I'm in the lows, and I'm just like, this fucking sucks. Like, I wish that it wasn't like this. I'm like, well, it has to be like this so that I can have the high periods.
Excellent point, dude. So. Wise beyond your years. Okay. So you should be a teacher.
Hey, kids, let me tell you about all the fucked up people I know. Let me tell you some shit.
Guys, here's philosophy 101. Get depressed. Get happy. Repeat. All right, class dismissed. You want us to read anything, Mr. Jesse? No. Daddy's got to get a beer.
Yeah, I got to go home.
It's 10:30 a.m. Fuck it.
I'm hitting the bar at lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this a smoking campus? Can I smoke here? Or what the fuck's going on? Where am I?
That's a terrific point, dude. Like, you do. You have to... And the key, I think, is to not get caught up in the lows. Like you said, it's easy to be like, the lows feel like they're never going to end, and the highs always feel like they're about to.
Yeah, because they kind of are, you know?
Yeah, have you ever heard, like, you know, you ever heard, like, the kind of cliche phrase of, like, you know, like, impermanence? Like, oh, yeah, like, you know, if you're sad, just remember that it doesn't last forever. That's cool when you're sad, but then when you're happy, you're like, wait. All this is impermanent, so I'm super stoked right now. So should I be remembering that little tidbit you said about how it's going to end soon? You know what I mean? Like, it's really cool to remember that when you're sad or, like, a little depressed. It's like, oh, it's cool, man. It's going to be over soon. But then when you're stoked, it's like that little thing, that little fucking devil in my head is like, it's going to be over soon.
Psst, yeah.
Hey, Alex.
Well, it is over soon.
It's
short, man.
I'm like, shut up.
It doesn't last that long. I think that the lows definitely are longer than the highs, you know?
You think?
I think so.
Or do you mean like the lows and the, like, where you're just...
Maybe the build-up.
Cruising. You know, like, there's, like, the cruising, like, altitude, and then there's the lows, and then there's the highs.
Yeah.
So the lows guess, plus the cruising.
Yeah, a lot more yeah. In my little roller coaster that I'm imagining...
Okay.
The highs, you know, are like the peak. It's right. like the climax of okay. Of the thing, you yeah. know. Yeah. And like,
don't bring it back to dicks, Jesse.
Well, that's where we're going. we're on a fucking a journey to talk about some dicks here.
Yeah. So those.
Yeah.
Are the
highs, I don't know. I guess it's like pretty much anything that's not completely awesome is in my mind still kind of part of the lows, you know. Even okay. if it's not at the fucking depths of your lows, you're still okay. in a lower...
Okay, I see what you
mean. You know
mean.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to think of a situation I could, like, relate it to.
No, I know what you mean. I mean, just a day that's neither good nor bad is...
Yeah.
You know, another day that went by, you know?
Yeah, or like... Maybe like... I don't know. I'm just a pervert, so I keep bringing it back to sex in my mind. It's like, I don't know, if you're, like, hitting on a chick or something.
Yeah.
Like, one-night stands are good examples, right? Like, you put in a lot of fucking effort all night okay. to, like, impress the girl. Okay. And then you have sex, and it's, like, really cool for, you know, a little bit.
Right.
And then you pass out, and then, like, hopefully she's gone in the morning. And and then
on the girl, too.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, cool. Now it's back to just, like, kind of
yeah. Oh, yeah.
cruising
totally.
Through life again. Yeah. I had fun for a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? It's
no, that's a terrific metaphor. And I think those type of metaphors are all over. And with girls and love and stuff, that's a terrific one. Because you're right. It totally is. Like, yeah. the one-night stand is... Like, the hit of cocaine. It is, like,
yeah.
the jubilant, like, oh, I just got the job I've always wanted. Like, it is that, like, whoop, like, yeah. just skyrocket, and then you have to come back down to the median.
Right.
I think the whole point, like, is bringing up that, like, flat line, like, that cruising altitude.
Yeah.
It's just boop, 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 just chinking it up.
Which you know is what I mean? Challenging. I find that just is, as challenging as...
Totally.
People that have those, like, you know, oh, fucking every day is, like, you know, another gift.
Yeah.
Like,
those That's why they people. Call it the present.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Like Sean Moore.
Yeah.
With his fucking smile.
Yeah.
Just smile, man. Everything's right. going to be fine. Just
right.
smile.
Right.
I'm always like, shut the fuck up, dude, please. Like, I'm not in the mood to fucking smile, but...
Sure.
It's like people like that. Like, I don't... It doesn't compute in my mind. Like, I don't get how someone can just be so positive all the time. You know... The same way I don't really get how someone can want to be a doctor from, you know, the age of six.
Right.
It just, maybe it's just not me, but I don't get it. I don't get how that works, you know what I mean?
I mean, I've never met anyone that is positive 100% of the time. And if they are, then you just, yeah. like you said, you haven't hung out with them long enough.
True. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
well, they should or else... cut that fucking shit out, because it's fucking annoying, dude. I know yeah, you're not this happy all the time. Like
you know what, though?
Dutch Bros. You ever get coffee up there?
No.
Go get coffee up there.
I have gotten like once, yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay. Go get some fucking coffee up there at 7 in the morning.
They were stoked. They were super
They are way too fucking excited about over coffee. Like if it was a fucking shack
yeah,
that delivered cocaine
really,
or
maybe
something.
Maybe they enjoy what they do.
No, they fucking don't. I know
they might, dude.
I know that they're lying.
They might. Well, yeah, sure.
They have to be lying. No one's that pumped. Like, unless that was like seriously like a drug shack.
Sure, but they just do it for a limited amount of time. That's their job is to be pumped.
Well,
so they put on the face, or maybe they, I mean,
I guess the only times I've gone there, I've been hungover and grumpy, so I'm just like, get yeah, the fuck away from me.
That's true, compared to
Give
what
me my
your,
coffee.
Compared to what your state is. But it's better for people to be super happy, like, annoyingly stoked and happy, than annoying, like, annoyingly, like, just, and not that people shouldn't be depressed, because that happens, but I'm saying, like, the people that just see everything negative. There's some people yeah. that seem to just, like, extract every ounce of positive juice from every situation. And then there's people that just like, oh, like, yeah, we went to McDonald's. I got a McFlurry. There weren't enough Oreo pieces in it. It's like, it kind
of
sucked.
Maybe I'm just like
do
a
you know
fucking,
what I mean?
I do, dude. But and maybe like I'm that, just like a bummer of a person because like...
You're not a bummer of a person.
I enjoy someone who's like, well, I fucking woke up again. And I'm here
yeah,
at
but
work.
I
enjoy
I,
that more than I do, like, hey, you guys ready to pack some fucking nuts? Let's do this. Like, I'm like, dude,
but
no.
you think it's because, to be frank, because you ever heard, like, misery loves company? Like, because you're not in the best, like, yeah. or you're not, like, super stoked right now about what's going on. So you're like, yeah, I kind of, that guy resonates with me more.
Yeah, maybe that's Yeah, maybe that is what it is. Maybe I'm just like, cool, you're miserable too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? And we're like, hey, how old are you now? I'm like, fuck, I'm 26, 20, I don't know, 25,
yeah.
Something. Fucking time flies when you're miserable all the time. Shit. You know? Like, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just like a negative, well, I am a negative person, I guess.
Dude,
it's hard for me to be super positive, but I find almost a positivity in being like negative. Like I turn the negative into such a negative that it becomes like a joke.
It's a double negative.
Yeah.
It's a double negative.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative,
right.
Positive.
Exactly.
I think that's what a lot of comedians do.
Yeah. It's, you know.
A lot of comedians take stuff that is like, I think that's a good attribute to have, like fucked up stuff, and then like, that's kind of funny because it's so depressing. Or
right.
So.
Exactly. Well, that's
kind of what you have to do with a lot of stuff.
I definitely do that on a daily basis. I do identify with, like, comedians, their attitude, because you can, at least I can just hear, like, dude, this guy fucking hates his life
right.
so much.
Or just,
he just, like, is turning it into, like, a funny.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I make fun of myself a lot. I tell, like, you know, like.
Self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, where people are just like, oh, dude, he's a fucking scumbag. Did you hear about this story? And they're like, yeah, but that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, can't believe he's telling us this, but that's fucking funny,
yeah.
You know? So, that's how I kind of, like, cope with.
Yeah,
with
dude,
life,
I mean,
but
I don't think that, like, it has to be compared to, it's hard not to, like, compare ourselves to, wow, that person is really positive, but we're just seeing, like you said, if you go to Dutch Brothers, and you're in a grumpy mood, and you see the guy for 2 hours that is paid to be happy, and you're like, why the fuck are you so stoked right now to give me this coffee, and
yeah.
I am just kind of like, you know, yeah, today's it's a cool day, but I'm not super stoked on it, then you start to think in your head, fuck, dude, what is he doing that I'm not? Why is he so happy on life? And I'm over here just like, yeah, it's cool to be alive. It's a good day. But I'm not like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
is anybody happy by the time they get up to the fucking order window? The line out there is outrageous, man. I drive past that place and I'm unhappy because they're like fucking pouring out into the road and shit.
Yeah, like the couple times I've come home and visited at like 11 p.m. there's people there like getting juiced up on
yeah.
caffeine. I'm like, what are you going
on like a
maybe
Tuesday.
They're nurses or something. Yeah, getting turned on a Tuesday.
Shit, dude, I didn't even mean god damn it, I
getting
fucking
turned
hate that
on a Tuesday. What?
Tuesday's just such a good day to use for that. And
yeah,
then that song fucking ruined it for me.
Because Tuesdays are, I don't know, are they worse than Mondays? I think they're worse than Mondays. Because a lot of people look forward to, like, Monday
oh,
night
dude.
Television or Monday night football. I don't really watch football.
I don't know.
Mondays are kind of like, ah, all right, we're back at it. You're kind of in it. And then Tuesdays are like, ah, oh, shit. It's not Monday. It's not like I got all this energy of like, all right, start of the week. And then it's not Wednesday, which is hump day, which is like, all right, we're going over the crest now. And it's obviously not Thursday or Friday.
No.
And there's nothing that needs to be said about Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday's my least favorite day.
Why?
I get depressed as fuck on Sundays.
Why?
Because I got to go back to work on Monday. Because I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, it's like, man, three-day weekends, right?
Yeah.
Like, is a good example of what my regular weekend is like, right? Like, you get off work, you're like, fuck yeah, I have a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Shit's going to be so much fun. And then, like, the first night is cool. And then
yeah.
the second night, it's, like, less cool.
Yeah, okay.
And then the third night, you're like, fuck, I didn't actually have as much fun as
right.
I thought I was going to have, right? And then you have to go back to work or whatever. You get one more day, and it's kind of cool, but you're like, cool, I still didn't do anything cool. Well, that's, like, how every weekend is for me. It's, like, Friday, I'm, like, so hopeful it's going to be awesome, you know? And then it's okay. And then Saturday is, like, not as fun. And then Sunday, I'm just like, fuck, I wasted my weekend. I didn't do anything cool.
Shit,
and I got
dude.
Work tomorrow. And fucking, so I get the Sunday blues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I drink on Sundays.
Well, what do you think? So what do you think your next, like, what's your next move going to be?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to struggle and try and finish this semester.
Have you ever
thought
about moving somewhere?
Yeah.
And what if you got a job and went to school somewhere else? Like, just to change it up?
I've thought about that. I've kicked the idea around. I moved to, you know, Massachusetts at one point in my life. But I don't know. I'm okay with traveling. I just, like, kind of don't want to just Sean Moore it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to have, like, a plan or, like, some reason
yeah.
to move there.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I had a job that was, like, you got to move to Montana or whatever, I'd be like, cool, whatever, let's go. but I'm not like huge into the idea of just like moving to Montana and then trying to find a job, because then I feel like I might just end up in the same position I am out here,
totally,
just out there,
yeah,
you know. And you're like, cool, I'm still working a dead job.
Yeah, moving always has that illusion. It's true of like that. It's like the grass is greener, like we said. Like, oh yeah, it's gonna be better if you move to Montana. Yeah. And then you get there and you realize, wait, I just brought all my stuff, all my issues with me.
Right.
Just to a new location.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I smoke out here?
Oh yeah, go ahead. All right, dude.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking don't know, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. I was kicking the idea around. Like, that's why I messaged you about the, like, what's the process of, like, you know, getting into fire or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that kind of seemed like, I think it would be good for me to get out of here.
Yeah. You know?
And I do like kind of the idea of, you know, adventuring out of Rockland, you know, just day in and day out of Rockland. I like fire.
Yeah. I'll give you all the information,
which, I guess that's... I'm not really, like, listing good criteria of why I should do that job, but, you know. I don't know. It's something I'd be into, like, looking into.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll give you all the information after this episode, but... Yeah, dude, I thought it was pretty cool how you... I gotta say, too, man, like, whenever I post the podcast... You basically have set a really high standard for yourself now, where, like, I'm going to be expecting, like, a four-paragraph review sent to me.
I like them.
Of each episode, because you give, like, the most... Because, like, I have a decent amount of people that will be like, oh, hey, cool, like, I like what you're doing with the podcast, you know, or, hey, cool podcast, and, you know, I enjoyed it. But yours are, like, poignant and in-depth of, like, these are the specifics.
Each one is different, man. Each one's different.
Right.
And I enjoy each one for different reasons, you
know?
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it, dude. So
it's like I went on like a bender of your podcast. You know, I listened to like three in one day. I was just like fucking at work, staring at nuts. I was just like, I'm gonna listen to Alex talk to, you know, people I don't know, and so I like checked them out, and it was just like I found different things in each person that I related to.
Right.
It was kind of like, wow, like all these people are like kind of going through at least something similar to what I'm going through in some aspect, you know, maybe not the overall story, but like at, you know, some part of.
Well, there's going to be hundreds of people that listen to you talk and be like, well, I don't go to strip clubs, but there are some times where the coffee person pisses me off. You know what I mean?
Like, I hope if there's one thing that anybody listens to this gets out of it is I hope that they've experienced the Dutch Bros. Tweaker coffee
Dutch
people.
Bros, go to Dutch Bros.
Go check it out.
They're Starbucks on steroids, like the people.
Dude. It's like it is cocaine to meth.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks is cocaine and Dutch Bros is fucking meth. Yeah. It's a fucking speedball.
Yeah.
It's heroin and fucking cocaine. Yeah, they are. Holy shit.
Well, they probably get free coffee, so they're just drinking a bunch of coffee the whole time and just stoked on coffee.
I have never been that stoked on coffee to be, like, that energized. Like, I've never even been that stoked on, like, cocaine. You know, like, half the time I, like, want to fall asleep. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm so drunk, and the stripper won't leave me alone. I just want to go home. Sounds like I go to the strip club a lot. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's just a recent, like, detrimental experience to me, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, I feel you, dude. It's crazy that you can, like, talk to people at certain, like, I could talk to you this week and get, like, one, like, stage of a person, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
One phase of a person, and then, like, a month later be like,
yeah.
Like you said, you get, like, a totally different, almost a different person.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I mean, right now, it's definitely the stripper... People
I'm gonna go do Zumba. I gotta go to my Zumba class with all the ladies.
Yeah, so. It's alright. I gotta take off too. I got Pilates.
Oh, like nice, dude.
Half hour.
Pilates is good. Yeah. But yeah, cool, dude. We gotta do another one. We'll hitch up this weekend or something.
Yeah, we gotta.
And, we'll hang out.
We gotta hang out.
Actually,
Not on.
Not on camera. Not on
camera.
Not on microphone.
Not on microphone. Yeah. I've been saying camera all day too. My buddies were like, "What are you doing tonight?" I'm like, doing this podcast, and I'm like, the viewers. Like, I wonder if anyone's gonna listen to this or watch this or view this. And they're like, it's a podcast. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
It's true.
The listeners.
Yeah, it sounds cooler to be like, yeah, people are gonna watch me. Dude, it's just voice. Whatever, man.
People are going to watch me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to be famous. So, yeah, cool, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.